Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And we're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock.
That's right. Get that time right.
That's right. Got that down.
Don't want to miss us.
You know what? And we talked a lot of people off the air. So let's get our contact information out there, Reba.
Oh, heck yeah.
Because we're always happy to answer questions, help solve story problems. That seems to be our specialty.
Well, we solve a lot of story problems. And then we're also open to your suggestions on future shows, too.
Of course.
So by all means, if you like what kind of content we're putting out and you want to see certain things, let us know because we'll find those guests to bring on. But if you want to reach out to me, the easiest and fastest way is info@teamreba.com because a lot of my team members see that. We can get a response back to you depending on what the request is because sometimes people are asking about our classes. Sometimes it's about the show. Sometimes it's personal information they want in their personal situation. Or you can always reach out to me at 206-910-3429 by seller text.
There you go. And me, you can reach me at Eric, that's E-R-I-C, at ericismybanker.com. So Eric at ericismybanker.com.
And we both have our websites at those things too, because teamreba.com, you can get a lot of information about us and find other ways to make contact with
us. That's right. And ericismybanker.com has tons of tools and calculators and program information, that sort of a
thing.
And
a tool like you.
Tools from a tool. That's right. And if you want to reach me, you can also call me at 206-915-ERIC, 206-915-3742.
Eric with a C.
Eric with a C.
Correct.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, now that we have that out of the way,
yeah.
Let's get to our guest.
Yeah, I want to do this. I want to do this.
Okay. I know. We said before the break, like, it's about, we're going to be talking about, like, tax and the IRS and all that. And it's like, oh, stay away, because what do people think when they have taxes? It's either they either get frightened, want to scream running from the room, or it's...
No, but I'll tell you what.
I get excited about this stuff.
More money in your bank account?
That makes me very excited.
Good. Yeah. 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 I can't
I'm all about that. That's how I can buy a boat if I can do things like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
So we're really happy to have with us Jonathan Frizzell.
Yes.
And Jonathan, welcome.
Good afternoon.
So Jonathan is the founding principal of Safe Harbor Strategies and also a Ingram High School alum.
I know. I can't believe how many times on this show I find a guest to bring in that you know.
I know everybody.
I don't. But you're not asking these people to come on, like, what the hey? You know?
Yeah, good point.
So, I work hard at getting this stuff put in place.
You didn't ask me.
You're what? So... Oh, we'll talk about that after the show. This is supposed to be mutual. I know. That's crazy.
Jonathan?
I love these stories.
I'm going to die, Jonathan, right after the show here. But anyway.
Yeah. So anyway.
So Jonathan, welcome. And you're a specialist in cost segregation, amongst other sort of tax, tax planning and tax calculation things. So tell us about yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing this now for 12 years. My name is Jonathan Frizzell with Safe Harbor Strategies. Our core service is cost segregation, which is an acceleration of depreciation. The IRS does allow you to reclassify assets into their shorter depreciable lives. We also offer disposition studies, 45L, 179 EPAC, which we'll talk about later.
Okay.
So anything
people are going to have to go replay this show, I think, because you've got lots of multi-syllabic words that you're using.
All right. Well, certainly not my intention, but there's the core service is cost segregation for sure.
Right.
And
and we're going to need you to explain that, because if there's a listener out there who's never been familiarized with cost segregation.
The 479L thing. I got that. That's a hybrid, right?
45L.
Oh, 45L.
That's actually specific to multifamily. That's energy on heat and air conditioning. A tax.
I thought it was a Volvo.
I had one of those.
Yeah. So before we get too far, though, can you explain what cost segregation is for our listeners?
Cost segregation has been around since the late 80s. And basically, it's an acceleration of depreciation. All multifamily and single family is at 27.5-year depreciable life. All other property, commercial properties, on a 39-year. We can perform.
Is that also like large apartment complexes? Does that kind of residential fit in there?
Great story. Even a single family home or even a multifamily, they're all going to be on a 27 and a half okay. year life.
Usually. So same thing with large apartment complexes.
That's affirmative.
Okay. Right.
So folks, if you don't currently own rental property or commercial property, you know, let's say you buy a rental property, you're going to fill out a Schedule E on your tax return. Basically, you're going to list all your income for that property and all your expenses. But one of the expenses is depreciation. It's not really a cash expense. We call it a non-cash expense.
Right.
But what
it's
you can
do is
one of
the best benefits.
It is, and you can take the value of the improvements on the property, not the land itself, but the improvements. Divide that by 27.5 years for a single family home, and write that off every year. So it adds to your expenses, lowers your taxable income.
Yeah, it brings my tax rate down every year because of the two multifamilies I've got.
Absolutely. So Jonathan, how does this work then? You're recategorizing these assets. So how does that work?
What's that mean?
Well, what that means is that we're going to reclassify, in layman terms, we're reclassifying the assets, the fixed assets, from, believe it or not, section code 1250 real, which is 27 and a half or 39 year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to componentize and break them down into tiny little pieces into buckets of 5, 7 year, which is personal property.
Okay.
And then and then 15 years land improvements. And then whatever's left over will be left over in 27 and a half or 39 year.
Okay. So explain what those categories are.
Great question. Basically, 5 year, I'm looking right here in the studio. When you and I growing up, we look at that, we think that's a window.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a vision panel. And that is a 5 year property all day long.
Okay. vision panel.
The wall coverings here in the studio, the carpet wall coverings, those are 5 year all day long. We've got this 6-inch rubber base here on the floor.
Yeah.
We've got this tile versus roll carpeting.
Yeah.
That's 5 year. What's inside the walls? All the electrical. You've got the doorstop. It goes on and on and on. There's literally, if you really want to get technical, depending on the property,
mm-hmm.
there's about 10,000 different variants of components.
So you can just take a building or a house, and you're breaking it down into all these different categories.
You betcha.
So
I already have a ton of questions that just my own properties I need to ask right now.
Well, let's look at some numbers here because, like, let's say I have a $100,000 asset. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm dividing that over 27 and a half years, that's $3,600 a year in mm-hmm. expense that I can claim on my taxes. If I can whittle that down to 5 years, that's $20,000.
That's correct. Let's just do some round numbers on that, regardless of what product type the property is.
Yeah.
Let's just say we can accelerate that $100,000 at 25% of that.
Yeah.
And you can actually, mm-hmm. the old days, you could actually get the Cossack Bennett on new acquisition in the first 5 years of service. And of course, now with the Tax Reform Act.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's partly how we got you on air.
It's one of my questions. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got 100% bonus. So you actually get it in the first year of the service. And the beautiful thing about that is you just carry those losses if you can't use them up, and we'll get into that later, but it trickles down very nicely in your personal returns.
Nice.
So,
I get excited about talks like this.
I get very excited about it too, actually.
Well,
it's very sexy.
Yes, as I,
who knew?
It's dead, sit in the
hashtag
morning
dead
with
sexy.
My depreciable coffee cup looking out the vision panel.
That's right, exactly. Exactly.
And it makes a difference whether it's wood trim or
I know
or
how I'm
going to
hashtag or... this whole episode of our show. Because I'm going to be like, hashtag dead sexy, hashtag cost seg, you know, or dead sexy cost seg. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting. Any kind of product type of property, you're looking anywhere from 107. Well, it depends whether you're going to break it out completely to personal and the real property. We'll be performing on our properties for our clients. They'll be having a complete breakdown of the personal property and the real property. And you may ask, why would you want to break down the 1250 property since it's left over in longer lives?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you why that is. If you're going to replace the roof or the HVAC system, which are the most expensive components
or
units of property of the actual property, what happens is what goes in must come out. Well, there's a value that we can place on that HVAC and roof. In a lot more cases than not, you can write off the remaining capitalization
for crying
of
out
that
loud.
Value. So that's, sometimes that's even bigger than the cost tag.
And wow.
I've done a ton of those as well.
You know, this reminds me of, like, maybe I'm showing my age here, but going back to before the Tax Reform Act back in 1984?
86. Tip O'Neill and Reagan.
Where there was accelerated depreciation, so everybody was out buying commercial property, whether or not it made any sense to do, you know, just to take advantage of that depreciation. That all went away in 86.
Yep.
And the investment got much more rational. But what you're saying is that it didn't, like, fully go away then, at least based on what we can do today.
Well, it's a great point, Eric. Bottom line is that the IRS got taken to the court and taken to the cleaners by HCA of America, as well as Walgreens, as well as some other court cases. And the truth of the matter, cost segregation did not become part of officially of the IRS code until 2004, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But it's been around since the late
that
80s.
Was right after I got in the industry, which explains my old partner talking about these all the time.
But it's been some of our clients. And it was basically the large cap companies that were doing this. And I've been working with investors of all sizes since I started 12 years ago. But the bottom line is that it's been going on since the late 80s. It's a very, very, very distant cousin of component depreciation, but this is far more engineer specific. And of course, the IRS has some very strict ATG audit technique guidelines.
And okay. and when we get into this, so the engineering part is the critical piece. So how do you go in and identify what, you know, part of this asset goes into what bucket?
Great question. Well, the first part of the process is for me to review a federal tax depreciation schedule. And if it's never been in service before, I'd certainly like to get an estimated split between the building and the land and whether it's a 1031 or not. And then if there's going to be any planned improvements going forward. And then obviously the date of closing and the type of building. I'm going to go ahead and get into the pro Google Earth and take a look at the building from the sky. And then I'm going to run an estimate of what I can get in 5 and 15 year. Then after engagement, that's when I roll up my sleeves, and then the work begins.
Okay. I got it. Fascinating.
There's going to be so many details around this. I know that we're going to need to get deep into the next segment with some of the very, very specific stuff. So we're going to need to go into a break here in just a few. But again, for our listeners, we have Jonathan Frizzell from Safe Harbor Strategies, LLC, and we're going to be talking all things cost segregation back in a minute.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.